Hi, and welcome to Father Luke's Homilies. This homily was preached in the Catholic parish of St. Mark's, Ipswich, for the fifth Sunday of Easter, Year B. I pray that this homily is helpful to you. God bless you. The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that bears no fruit, he cuts away, and every branch that does not bear fruit, he prunes, to make it bear even more. You are pruned already, by means of the word that I have spoken to you. Make your home in me as I make mine in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit all by itself, but must remain part of the vine, neither can you, unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me with me in him bears fruit in plenty, for cut off from me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is like a branch that has been thrown away. He withers. These branches are collected and thrown on the fire, and they are burnt. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, you may ask what you will, and you shall get it. It is to the glory of my Father that you should bear much fruit, and then you will be my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise Our love is to be real and active, not just words or mere talk. Mahatma Gandhi once said, if all Christians acted like Christ, the whole world would be Christian. He also said, I like your Christ, I don't like your Christians. Your Christians are so unlike your Christ. With these words, Gandhi touches upon one of the major obstacles that people have to the Christian faith. Inauthentic witness. People who talk the talk, but who do not walk the walk. I'm a Catholic father. I don't go to Mass anymore, but you know, once a Catholic, always a Catholic. Words to that effect have been said to me on multiple occasions, and I imagine you've heard something similar. There are many people in this world who claim some allegiance to the Catholic faith, and consequently to Jesus, and yet live as if he doesn't exist. It's all lip service. It's all very well claiming to be a Catholic, a Christian, a disciple of Jesus, but if our claim is to be true, if it's to mean anything, to bear fruit, it must be evidenced in how we live. It's no good turning up here on a Sunday unless we are open to allowing ourselves to be changed by the grace of God. Saying prayers, coming to Mass, making pilgrimages, spiritual exercises are all crucially important, but they don't count for anything if they do not penetrate the heart. They mean very little if they fail to make us a people who love. All of our religious activities exist to nourish our faith, to strengthen our relationship with Jesus Christ, and in doing so, to bear fruit in our lives and in the lives of others. And so we exist as the church, the body of Christ, not primarily for ourselves, But for others, we are meant to make a difference to our world, to leaven our world. It is, however, entirely possible for people to go through the motions, tick the religious box, as it were, but behave in ways that are far from Christian and far from lives of love. St. John tells us that our love is not to be just words or mere talk, but something alive and active. We could say the same about our faith. Our faith must be something alive and active, not just words. St. John is just echoing what Jesus is speaking about in today's gospel. Jesus uses that metaphor taken from the vineyard. A vineyard, of course, would have been a very familiar sight to his listeners. Not so much in our climate these days, but first century Israel, you'd see lots of vineyards. And Jesus describes himself to his disciples as the true vine and his Father as the vine dresser. And he goes on to speak of them as branches and explains that provided that they remain a part of the vine, then they will bear much fruit. In other words, they will enable others to enter the kingdom of heaven. On the other hand, they will not bear fruit if they are cut off from Christ. It is, in essence, a very simple lesson that can be learned from the vine, or for that matter, any other growing plant. To grow, to flourish, to bear fruit, it is necessary to remain part of the whole. A branch that is connected to the vine will continue to draw life and health from its roots. It will eventually bear the fruit that it was made to bear. A branch that is cut off, or a branch that deliberately excludes itself, on the other hand, can only wither and fade. It will never bear fruit. And this is the tragedy of people that don't come to church, don't come to Mass, do not plug themselves in to the community of faith. They are cutting themselves off from the vine. We are called to bear fruit. Our lives are to look different to those who do not profess Jesus Christ. We are to keep God's commandments, as St. John says, believe in the name of Jesus Christ and love one another, as he told us to do. Love one another. No ifs, no buts, no excuses. Simply love one another. That's a tall order. You can't do that if you're cut off from the vine. Doesn't mean we like everyone, heaven forbid. Doesn't mean we get on with everyone. What it does mean is that we do not harbour hate. We do not hold a grudge. We are merciful. We are compassionate. We actively will the good of the other. In fact, that's what love means. To will the good of the other. To want what's best for them. We can do this, of course, not by our own strength. We can do this only insofar as we make our home in Christ. That is, really seek him. Be serious about our friendship with him. Seek to be close to him, to live like him, to love like him. Only in Christ will we bear fruit that will change our lives and the lives of those around us. Only connected to Jesus Christ can we live the Christian life. Cut off from him, we can do nothing. We stay connected to Jesus through prayer, through church, through our acts of love. Now, most, if not all of us here, I imagine, are truly trying to be disciples of Jesus. But we need to keep on trying, keep on striving. So let us stay connected to him as we strive to live those lives of holiness. Brothers and sisters, we are called to authentic faith, authentic witness, authentic love. We are called to bear fruit that will last. To be sure, this doesn't mean that we will never sin. It doesn't mean that we'll not have off days. It doesn't mean that we won't be grumpy and say things we shouldn't. It doesn't mean we are perfect. It certainly doesn't mean we have to save the world. Only God does that. What it does mean, though, is that we're real about our faith. That we're open and honest about our struggles and difficulties. And above all, that we seek to love God and to love our neighbour in all areas of our lives. If we do this, we will bear much fruit. And then we can truly be called Christ's disciples. Amen. Amen.
Hello and thank you for listening to my homily podcast. For more information about the Catholic parish of St Mark's in Ipswich, go to stmarksparish.org.uk. If you'd like to check out my blog, go to fatherlukegoymore.com. God bless you and see you next time.